Good day, awesome life group leaders. You know, it's funny. I've heard it said time and time again that if you want to make friends with all kinds of different kinds of people, you shouldn't talk about religion and politics. Yet here we are talking about both. Pastor Nathan here, and thanks for joining me in another life group LeaderCast. I'm sure you've had discussions where both of these topics of religion and politics, they fall into the conversation, and a five-minute LeaderCast can't do much justice to the entirety of this topic. So we're going to narrow our focus and talk about religion and politics from a life group leader perspective. Now, whenever politics and movements within our country hit a feverish pitch, and trust me, they are at a feverish pitch, there is the possibility that our everyday discussions will lean more towards topics like the election or social issues and politicians in general. So if these discussions are showing up in our everyday discussions, you can bet that someone in your life group is going to allude to some of the things that are going on in the world and potentially make a politically charged statement. I've been there. I've had that happen. First, realize that politics can trap you into drawing lines in the sand. Take some time today. I encourage you to read through the exchange between Jesus and the scribes and the Pharisees in chapter 8 of John. Jesus knew that he was being goaded into drawing sides, and as life group leaders, we have to be very careful about drawing lines in the sand, because if we do, we're going to quickly realize that some agree and some disagree, thus effectively lessening our ability to connect with those and help those who disagree with you. Now, Chris Warzowski, our family ministries pastor here at LifePoint Lewis Center, just wrote a new book called Primed to Lead. Yes, shameless plug. Here we go. But in the book, he asks a business leader that he looks what he looks for in hiring a future business leader. And the business leader responds, I look for character first and foremost. And when I say character, I mean integrity and humility. Integrity is critical because without it, nothing works. Chris goes on to say that if people don't have the assurance that they can rely on us to have integrity and leadership, then we won't have their trust. Trust is a big deal. And drawing lines in the sand based on politics or worldly movements is not a good way to establish trust. And in some people's eyes, it will greatly impact your integrity. So if we're going to draw lines in the sand, we best draw lines in the sand for the gospel, which leads me to the second thought. Politics are temporary. Jesus Christ and the kingdom and his kingdom are eternal. And as life group leaders, we ought to remember to fight our fights for the King of Kings, not some guy or lady who's going to be here today and gone tomorrow. Now imagine with me how different our world would look if all the effort we put behind politics was directed in bringing glory to God. Imagine if every Trump or Biden yard sign were replaced with a Jesus loves you or a trust Jesus sign. Now, could you imagine the hope people may find driving around and seeing those words day after day? And without getting too political here, there are some great things and people to promote and rally behind, but nothing is more important than Jesus Christ, because only he can bring true change to situations across the globe, and only Jesus Christ can truly change lives. God is worth promoting all the time, every time, without fail. And at the expense of sounding like your grandpa, I can say that for any other politician or movement that I've seen in all my years, I cannot say the same thing. I can't say that they truly can change lives and that they're worth promoting every time. Therefore, as life group leaders, do your best to take politically charged statements and turn them back to a gospel discussion quickly. That's the key word, quickly. Remind people that the gospel is what will have the eternal impact, not a president or a senator or a governor. The last thing you want in life group is a bunch of people on two different sides of the aisle at each other's throats, because that's exactly what Satan would want. Division. Division distracts us from getting together and talking about unity in Christ. Divide and conquer. This has been the devil's plan and strategy from the garden. So why in the world will we want to invite that into our life groups when we could be focusing on life-giving scripture and unity in Christ? So how do I sum this all up? Life group leaders, guard your integrity. The definition of integrity is the state of being whole and undivided. Who makes us whole? Who makes us complete? It's not a politician, it's Jesus Christ. Let's rally behind the Prince of Peace in all that we say and do, and let's draw life from God and point others to Him. That's what LifePoint is all about. Until next time, stay in God's Word, love like Jesus loves, and pray continually. Thanks for all you do, leaders.